KQED.
People go to libraries to learn something new, to escape to a different world. But what if a trip to the library let you spend time with someone you would never otherwise hang out with? Well, that's what happened recently at a community college in the Central Valley. KVPR's Carrie Klein takes us to a human library.
Browse the shelves at a more typical library, and you'll find titles like Goodnight Moon, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and The Grapes of Wrath. At a human library, though, these are the books.
My name is Danny Kim. I'm a genocide survivor.
My name is Brianna Soya, and I'm Black.
My name is Bertha Reyes, and I am immigrant.
Last month, about 25 of these so-called books gathered at Reedley College, a community college near Fresno, to take part in the school's first human library.
So I have a handout for you.
They're called books because they each have their own story to tell, with titles like Catholic, Child of Deaf Adults, or Autistic. Under a tent on the college quad, they sit along one side of a long banquet table and wait for so-called readers to strike up conversation.
Because there's like lines everywhere.
Readers like Michael Saucedo, a Reedley sophomore studying communications.
Let's go down here real quick.
He approaches the visually impaired book and wastes hardly any time on small talk.
Do people ever make assumptions about you based on, like, your appearance and your...
In other circumstances, that may be an impolite question. But the book, a student named Jeffrey Seitz, is ready. He explains he's had to develop a sense of humor about his near blindness.
My last name is Seitz, for crying out loud, so let's just be honest right there.
The human library concept was introduced almost 20 years ago by activists protesting violence and promoting diversity in Denmark.
So any of the seats that are open?
Since then, it's grown to a global movement, with events held in dozens of countries and cities all across the U.S., including Santa Monica and San Diego.
Awesome.
Good.
That's what inspired Rebecca Al-Hader. She teaches ESL at Reedley and advises the college's multicultural club. She encounters lots of students who struggle with discrimination and cultural misunderstandings.
And so I thought, if only people knew my students the way that I know them and their personal stories.
The event is packed. Al-Hader estimates at least 200 readers have passed through. Crowds gather around the Sikh and Muslim books, and many books meet up with friends to excitedly share notes. Although Al-Hader may hope for big cultural transformations, she sets readers up with some more manageable goals.
We have handed out these papers that have just one question. What's the most important point you learned from this event? And if they learn one new point, then we're happy, and we see that as success.
But how did the human books feel about this? Did their labels leave them feeling misunderstood or reduced? The consensus is no. Jack DiGiacomo, the autism book, says directly addressing his diagnosis was refreshing.
I love having autism. I wouldn't be the person I am without autism. I love talking and sharing people more about autism.
Darlene Murray, a Reedley professor and the Teen Mom book, said for her, that label was just a path into a bigger conversation.
Biracial, female, former teen mom, first generation college student. Whether it's one identifier over another, it's my story, and I think that we can learn a lot.
Sammy Ashworth is a detective with the Fresno Police Department and one of today's books. He says one reader who approached him is an ex-con.
And they actually told me when I was growing up, before I went to prison, I hated law enforcement. I would just as soon kill you as be sitting here with you. And now we're sitting here together openly talking to each other, and we have a good dialogue, a good bridge built between us. And so it was an amazing conversation.
That conversation was intense, but some others seemed totally normal, just two people talking. And that's the point of the human library, that when we share our stories, we see the humanity in each other. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Reedley.